Alrighty, got my coffee, we've got our professional headphones, got everything we need for a professional radio interview here.
I love professional headphones.
Yes, that's right.
Although my left ear, I don't think is...
Is it not working?
My left ear isn't operational. That's okay, I can...
I've got the other pair. You know, I already had a 50-50 shot. You want to swap, you can.
No, it's okay. Fumbling around with equipment.
I have to mark that one, that one's broken. Alrighty. So in studio is Pam Long, or as we like to call her, Pam Kelly Long Powers.
That's right. My
well,
nickname.
Many different names changed over the years, eventually just becoming your actual name.
Finally came out as myself.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I did. I mean, I was for most of my radio career, I was Cliff Roberts.
Well, you always do the double first name. I mean, that's just, everybody does that.
I know. It's like Berkowitz. That's too long and ethnic and Jewish.
You just think about Passover all the time.
That's it.
When he's on
right,
the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. So
fish balls.
But you've got an actual radio name. I mean, that's, you kind of were born with a radio name.
Really? Pamela. Well, you know, my first name was my grandmother's name when I started my first radio job at KFMI, and it was Ruby Cole.
Wow.
And that's her maiden name, Ruby Cole. So I would say rock and roll with Ruby Cole.
Oh, I love it.
my grandma liked that. It's pretty hip.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you were Kelly Powers.
Mm-hmm.
And you were Kelly Long.
Kelly Long. And then in L.A. I had two different gigs down there. So I was Denny Long.
Wow.
My dad's name was Dennis, so I was Denny Long, and then I was Pam Edwards.
Pam Edwards.
Which is just,
I like that.
Yeah, it's so white. Yeah. But, you know.
Pam Edwards with some dry toast. Toast points.
White toast.
White toast points. On toast.
Anyway, so yes.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Split personality all the way around.
I've only had one radio name. And then my real
Cliff
name.
Cliff Roberts. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And I needed a name. Because I got a job. And I was like, I can't go with Berkowitz. That's just too much. And I was like, I need a name. And so my teacher in college, his air name was Dave Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
His last name was Kelleher. And he was like, that was too much of a name. So he went Roberts. I was like, well, Roberts is good. I'll steal that. Boom.
Yeah. Hey, it works, right?
It works. Yeah. And then people are saying, there's an actor named Cliff Robertson.
It's like, that's
Cliff Robertson? No. He's much older than I am.
Well, down in Sonoma County, where I worked at the Crush, I was, you know, Pam Long there, and I went in to speak to one of the advertisers about an event or something, and he goes, Pam Long? And he goes, I thought you were Pam Wong. And so he
I thought you were Asian.
He imagined this, you know, the Asian woman of his dreams. Mm. And anyway, it was so he just heard it Pam Wong
Pam
every
Wong.
Time. So he was dumbfounded.
See, there's a name you could choose.
That's true.
A little more ethnic.
That's right.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. All righty. So the reason you're actually here, other than for us just to reminisce about old radio stories, which is always fun, and we could do that forever, is, and I did that with my class on Tuesday. I was just, the entire class was just me spilling my guts about old radio stories.
Yeah, but it's so much fun to hear them.
It's
you know?
So fun. Yeah. And they're like, wow.
Any kind of industry, you know, inside stuff is, you know, all the silly antics that go on.
But you do it long enough, you could collect a lot of stories.
Yeah, you do.
You do. So you got a wine certificate program coming up.
Well, yeah, we launched it in March. It's through Humboldt State University's Extended Ed Department, and it's a series of four intensive weekend seminars over the course of the spring term and then into fall.
Intensive and wine doesn't seem to go together.
There's so much information. You kind of get your head crammed with all this information. It'll certainly answer a lot of mysterious questions about winemaking, grape growing, the industry in general and that sort of thing. So our first class we had, Will Franklin is the instructor for both the Winemaking 101, which happened in March, and he's also the instructor for the Viticulture 101 coming up on the 19th of this month of May. And he is a viticulturalist. He's a grape farmer is what that means. And excuse me, he
that sounds more fancy though.
Yeah. So he manages both Gardner Ranch Vineyard and the Winnett property up in Willow Creek. And he's done just a fantastic job of certainly bringing back the Gardner Ranch Vineyard, which was just in a shambles. And Winnett's been well stewarded over the years, but he's taken over a lot of that work. And so he really knows what he's doing. So he's managing and both those vineyards, which is painstaking work. And then he's also a great winemaker, and he's Stargazer Barn is one of the brands, and the other sort of higher-level brand would be the Trinity River Vineyards, which is producing just beautiful, beautiful wines. Mm-hmm. Local, you know, made from local grapes, Humboldt County, Willow Creek grapes. So he's teaching the viticulture class that's coming up May 19th through the 21st.
Nifty.
And yeah, so, and this includes, there's a day of you know, formal lecture and instruction, and that'll take place in the beautiful community room in the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. And that's a PowerPoint presentation, a lot of photos and diagrams, because you're learning about trellising and soil management and pest management and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
And it'll be certainly focused on Humboldt County terroir and soil and land and climate and what you can grow where in Humboldt County.
I love that word.
Terroir. If you misspell it, it looks like terrier. So yeah. Were you talking about a dog?
What is
that? It's the terrier. So it's the terroir. French word. So Thursday, everybody meets. This is how it works. Thursday, everybody meets at the Crush Wine Bar in Arcata. All the students and the instructor meet, and there's platters of wonderful cheeses and cured meats and wines, and get to know the instructor, get to know each other, because you're going to be spending the weekend together pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, all-day instruction at HBAC. And then there's a no-host head on up to the tourism center there in Old Town to have one of the most beautiful wine pairings of all time.
Nice.
Oysters and Sauvignon Blanc with a local Sauvignon Blanc. That's kind of just an after class little gathering. And then on Saturday is a field trip to the Winnett property.
Fun.
And Gardner Ranch. So he's going to, you know, the farmer's going to take people out into the vineyards. And it's a good time because everything's leafing out right now. So he can show trellising. He can show canopy management, which is all your leafage and how it covers the grapes. And also what's the orientation of the rows, whether they're east, west, south, north, and why you do that. And so that'll be, it's just totally hands-on. You're in the vineyard. You're looking at the you know, where the vine was grafted. You know, you're just looking at the whole thing.
Cool.
Looking at what's the difference between a Sangiovese vine and a Cabernet Sauvignon vine, you know, and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be, I can't wait because I get to go to that.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Let me ask you this. Do you have to be over 21 to get in this class?
You do right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there are, you know, for instance, at Davis, which is, you know, the holy grail of wine research and education, you can be under 21 and take a wine tasting course, but you have to spit and you have to.
Right. There's no swallowing.
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
I know. You have to kind of get over that. But when I teach my wine seminars, I almost insist, or you know, really get people to start at tasting wine like a professional would, and
spit it out
because you know what?
You can't drink that much.
You are still going to absorb a certain amount of alcohol.
Absolutely.
Through your tissues in your mouth, mm-hmm. and so if you go through a whole comprehensive flight of tasting wines, you're pretty happy at the end of the seminar, but you'll drive home.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, you know, that's really important. So, and there are wine tasting components that that Will Franklin will do during his course. He is such a dynamic lecturer, mm-hmm. and he's so knowledgeable about winemaking and grape farming. It's a joy to be in his class, and you learn so much. And I just can't even stress enough how great it is. And you know, for people who have some land and you want to diversify your crop in Humboldt County, put in a vineyard. It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. but well, you know, you can grow grapes here.
Absolutely.
We have more sunshine now than we've ever had. Sure, we had an El Nino this year.
Thanks to global warming.
Exactly. And we
Someone's got to win.
Well, we're becoming an emerging cool climate grape growing region, wine grapes. So we'll soon be part of the whole band of Sonoma, Mendo, you know, Humboldt, Del Norte will get involved. I'm sure there's beautiful areas where you could grow any number of varieties of grapes up in Del Norte as well. And then up into, you know, Oregon, which has a, you know, fantastic wine thing going on, and into Washington. So we'll, you know, we will be part of that, and we'll be a cool climate grape growing region. So, and we are actually, so we have been.
Well, we already are a cool climate.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We are a cool climate.
Very cool.
So if you are interested in this Viticulture 101 course, it is through HSU's Extended Ed, and I do have a I did print out a press release somewhere in here. And you can always go online. What did I do with that? I'm all messed up. Oh, here it is.
You did print it. I know
you did. Here it is. Okay, so 707-826-3731 is the number of Humboldt State Extended Ed. And you can also go online. Just go online. Google, you know, Humboldt Extended Ed, and then find the winemaking course, or the viticulture course. And then the other two additional courses, From Vine to Table, Humboldt Wine Studies, the Wine Sensory Evaluation and Service, that's with me. That's happening in...
you have to say moi.
Moi. That's happening with moi, and that's in... October, I think. Yeah, October. And then there's also Marketing Wine in Humboldt County and Beyond with Elizabeth Hans McCrone. So the course I'm teaching, Wine Sensory Evaluation, that's a very fancy term for wine tasting.
Right. It does sound
but
much fancier.
It's guided, formal. This is how you analyze a wine from the time you smell it, look at it. Actually, you start by just looking at it, and then the aromas, the flavors.
You'll get to find out what these terms are that you keep hearing.
And
it's it's got fruity notes. What do you ever a hint of charcoal? A soupçon of Buick.
Well, the whole idea of is that you start to articulate, and it doesn't matter if you can't articulate mm-hmm. at first. It's just that you begin to parse out some of the flavors that you're tasting,
right.
and also being able to discern between different varieties of grape of wine, and also the difference between what a $3 bottle of wine tastes like and a $30 bottle of wine, because they're crafted very differently. Mm-hmm. So there's just, you know, there's a lot of information, but.
And your palate can be educated. If you can say, I don't know anything about it, I don't know what I like.
Oh, you
can
absolutely. And educated. You know, if you're an enthusiast and you're interested, these courses are great. If you just drink wine and you just don't care, then that's fine. I don't care. You know, I mean, everybody's like that. It's like, I just like this. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not interested in something else or whatever. Right. You just like what you like. And you know.
I could do a course like that on coffee, because I can tell every little nuance and note in coffee flavors.
But, I worked in coffee years ago, so it's just,
coffees are as complex as wine.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They really are.
Oh, yes. Tea's the same way. Yeah. And you know, there's anyway, so that's that. And and if you go through all four courses, you're going to get a certificate, but more importantly, you're going to have such a great background and fundamental knowledge of the wine industry, the four major components: grape growing, winemaking, how to serve it, how to talk about it, and then the marketing end of it, which is also, you know, very important
of
as
course.
Far as getting your brand on very busy shelves. And how do you do that? So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway. Which now very much dovetails into our next topic, because we are in the process of crafting a new feature here.
About craft beverages.
About craft beverages.
Very
That's
good.
Right. Yes.
Pours and pints.
Yes, indeed.
As long as I don't pop my peas, I'm good.
Yeah, a lot of plosives in that.
A lot of plosives. Pours and pints.
Pours and pints. Yeah.
This is your weekly craft beverage report brought to you by France, Italy, Germany, Spain, New Zealand, Australia, and Rio Del.
Okay.
I know we're going to get more sponsors, but I thought I'd go out big and, you know.
Yeah, there we go.
So we'll be getting checks from France, Italy.
Fantastic.
Germany, Spain, New Zealand, Australia, and Rio Del.
And Rio Del. That's right. Why not?
So this is a craft beverage report. I thought, well, this would be really, there's so much stuff going on locally and, of course, regionally, and then just interesting news about the craft beverage world that I thought would be fun to put into segment.
Right. So we're going to be dealing with wines and beers.
Yeah. Cider, hard ciders.
Hard ciders.
Distilled spirits.
Essentially craft beverages.
Yeah. So we're touching on education and seminars that people are holding. We're touching on events that may be about a new release that a winery or a hard cider brewery is doing. We're talking about, and then also just events like coming up is the Humboldt Fervor, which is all about fermentation, all things fermented, food, cider, brew, and that's happening in the old creamery district, but that's not till August, but I just wanted to put the bug
in people's ears.
Yeah, because it's going to be a really cool event in that very wonderful enclave of artistic and artisanal food happenings.
Absolutely. Well, Humboldt County is becoming very well known for its artisanal foods and craft beverages and craft everything. It's
You go anywhere in the United States and you say Humboldt Fog, and people kind of they glaze over and they go, oh.
I remember I was at a very fancy cheese shop in Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
And I was, because I love cheese. And I just love cheese. And so I was in there and I was like, what's your best stuff? What do you have? And one of the, he pulls out the Humboldt Fog. He goes, this stuff's amazing. I go, I know. I get that all the time. It's from home. They went, wow.
I know those people. I know those goats, actually.
I know people who work there. I've toured the place. It's fantastic. Yes.
I'm friends with the goats.
I go, yes, it is fantastic. What else do you have? Because I've had that many times.
That's when he brought out the Colby.
That's right.
We have this great orange and white cheese-flavored product.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so I want to mention a few things. So the Eureka Co-op is having a hard cider class.
Wow.
And that's happening on Sunday, May 15th. And so, so you learn the basics of turning apples and pears into hard cider.
Mm-hmm.
So call to see if that's still available. Again, that's Eureka Co-op, 11 to 2 on Sunday. That same weekend, I'm doing a wine seminar through OLLI, which is Osher Lifelong Learning Institute from Humboldt State.
It's for us folks who are over 50.
Yeah, it's 50 plus, but this is the really cool part is that the date got changed to a weekend. So if you are 50 plus and you're working a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday gig,
as most of us are,
and I get complaints from my peers who say,
we're not all retired.
We can't go on a Wednesday at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well then you better come to this class because it's 2 to 4:30 on Saturday and Sunday. And I cover all of northern Sonoma County areas, so Sonoma Coast, Russian River, Dry Creek Valley, Alexanderville. So that's going on. And if we're pressed for time, I can cut to the chase. What do you want me to do? I mean, I'm just kind of touching on some certain things, but I do want to mention that this weekend, Pat Niddle of Wrangletown Cider She's going to be at the Siren Song along with Founders Brewery, and that's Saturday evening. She'll be pouring her bone-dry, beautiful hard ciders, and she also is a winemaker. She started out as a winemaker. North Story Wines is her label. She'll be pouring some of her releases of that as well. And she sources mostly local apples, too.
Nice.
She goes to Monument Orchard in Riodale and also Fieldbrook Nursery. And she's sourcing from other older orchards.
Nice.
And they grow these cider apples, which are not big shiny Fujis or something like that. They call them spitters. They're hard, mean apples.
Mean.
You bite into them and you spit it out because it's
not good.
Super tart and kind of bitter.
That's the way all apples used to be,
yeah,
apparently.
Spitters. So spitters. So she's always looking for more spitters. Speaking of spitting, right?
Right.
Then the other thing I wanted to mention was that Winnett Vineyard is for sale.
Oh, you were mentioning that before we hit air.
2.2 mil.
Oh, I think I got that on me. Hang on. Yeah.
And we really hope that the wine community really hopes that that property is maintained as a vineyard. There's a bit of a land grab going on,
yeah,
in the Willow Creek area. And it's a very important anchor vineyard property of our viticulture scene in Humboldt County.
It would be a shame if it just went to a mall.
Yeah, or just into, you know,
how's it,
I don't know, you know, light depth purple kush or something.
Yeah.
But it's, and hopefully if it does sell and it still is maintained a vineyard, then Will Franklin would still be the farmer and maintaining that property. It's a gorgeous piece of property with some beautiful mature vines producing beautiful grapes, and it's part of our only American viticulture area, AVA. You'll see the term AVA. It's a designated AVA within Humboldt County, and it spans 6,000 acres between Humboldt and Trinity counties. And it's really one of the anchors and one of the most beautiful vineyards up there. So
cool.
That's a little bit of land gossip. And yeah.
We love land gossip.
Well, you know, I try to touch on a few things on a segment like this. Events, new releases, just news locally about the craft beverage scene, things that are happening regionally, and just, you know, a little information about the whole industry in general.
So, excellent.
Yeah. And if you have any information you want to send me, this will be a weekly report. It's poursandpints@gmail.com.
Ooh, that's perfect.
So that's where you can get a hold of me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is coming soon to a K-Home near you. Oh. Thanks for coming in, Pam.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.